This is a bullet I have tried to dodge for almost 30 years. I've been on the camp meeting committee for years and years and years, and every time my name come up, I let them know I prefer all my brothers. You pray for me this morning. I am not going to keep you long, I promise. But I just want to talk to you. When Brother Tony was praying, he was talking about we've been washed by the Word. And today, after you've had a good bath, you got to put on your lotion and potion, and you got to get dressed, and you got to get out the door. And that's what I hope to do for you this morning. Let's look to the Lord in prayer real quick. Heavenly Father, as we humbly bow before you, Lord, it is with a thankful heart. It's been said many times how thankful we've all been to be in camp meeting this year, and what a blessing and an encouragement it has been to us and your faithfulness to us. And Father, it's time to come down off the mountain. It's time, dear God, to get back to real life, get back to the fight. And Heavenly Father, I pray today, dear God, that you would help us to hear from your throne, hear a word of encouragement to keep pressing on. Dear God, for what you do, we'll give your name and the thanks and the glory. Amen. The other day, we went to a family outing, and my little grandson, the family had a bouncy house and all this stuff, and he was so excited to get to his Aunt Denise's and get to play on all that bouncy equipment. So, he gets there, and he just makes a beeline for that bouncy house. Well, there was a boy in there, a little bit bigger than him and a little bit older than him, and he had been just letting all the kids know, who was the top dog in that bouncy house. I don't know how many kids came out of the bouncy house and they got pushed or they got hit, and I think the little boy's just playing rough. He wasn't meaning to be bad. He just, he's the alpha in that bouncy house. So I saw my little grandson, he's 4, he climbed in that bouncy house, and we're keeping an eye on these kids, and a lot of times if you leave kids alone, they can work stuff out themselves. So anyway, he got in there, and the first thing, he gets hit, he gets punched, and I'm watching, just to make sure, that everybody's fine, nobody's bleeding. And I saw that little boy, he put his fist up, and he went after it. And, and he just let them know he's not going to be pushed around, that he's here to play. And they made friends and went on with the afternoon. And so the few days later, he was at my house, and I'm asking him all about, the fun that he had. And I said, did so-and-so fight you? And he said, yes. He fight me, and remember, he's 4. He said, he fight me like a bad guy. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I said, what did you do? He said, I fight him like a superhero. My title today, it's long, and it just about is all that needs to be said. But my title today is Fear Not, Fight the Good Fight, Endure Hardness, and Wear a Crown. Joshua 10:25 says, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies whom you fight against. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art called. 2 Timothy 2:3, thou for endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I'm telling you, when the enemy comes in like a flood and the devil's trying to disrupt your home and take all the ground away that you gained at camp meeting, you fight him like a superhero, because we have been equipped, we've been empowered, our weapons are mighty, we serve a mighty God who does our fighting for us. And the way that you meet the devil on the battlefield like a superhero is on your knees. You get on your knees, you call out to God, and you tell him what's going on and what the devil is trying to do, and you don't give up no ground. We have got a real devil that's after us. He's after our homes. He's after our children. He's after our minds and our bodies, and we don't have to give up a thing to him. You know what? We get in the fight, and we get to feeling like that we cannot win, that we're weak. This battle's been too long, and we don't know what we're going to do, and I am telling you what, the devil is the one that's defeated foe, not you. We serve a mighty God who can do all things. We don't have to fear the devil. He wants us to feel like the tables are turned on us and we're the ones weak and struggling when he only has as much power as we give him. And I'm telling you today, fight him like a superhero. Don't give up nothing. Don't give him your kids. Don't give him your marriage. Don't give him your home. Don't give him your peace of mind. Don't give him the strength of your heart. You fight that devil. And I pray that next year when we come back to camp meeting, it'll be better and it'll be more victories been won, that we're more strengthened, and that we've actually got something done for God. Would you all please stand? You can win the day. Don't, and you know, there's a whole lot more I could say, but I think plenty's been said. But like I said, I just want to get your lotion potion on you, get you dressed in the robes of righteousness, get your armor on, and go win the day.